This is the third episode of the Vidly Podcast. I'm your host, Skibbity Coffee. This is a series on my channel where I interview people on Vidly about stuff. Third guest is Best Bro Gamer Show, or Hexa. Welcome. How are you feeling today?
I feel blessed, man. I feel great to be here. I'm alive and kicking. I can't ask for anything less. So, yeah, we're here today to chew the shit. We're here to talk about all kinds of stuff, the past, the present, and the future, what's to come for Vidly, but yeah, we'll start at the beginning, I suppose. So, for those of you that don't know, I've been on Vidly for a hot minute, on and off. Probably been here the longest out of a lot of people, especially on this podcast, I guess. And yeah, I'm just a guy who wants to make people laugh. My main angle is just a comedy. You know, I'm just here to be a funny guy. So, I am happy to be here to talk about all the cool stuff that happened back in the day, for sure. So, you're the host. So you're the host, so you can, like, do your job.
Question one. How did you first hear about Vidly?
So, back in the day, it was my friend Trigex, actually. He talked about Vidly briefly to me because at the time we had a mutual friend, or I guess say like a mutual frenemy, because we were on again, off again friends. His name was Noah. He was a chill guy, to be honest. Like, as the years went on, he was a lot more chill. We had a lot more in common. But when I first met him, we had a beef because at the time he was trying to say that Trigex was taking his girlfriend away from him. Like, he was, like, in a, like, LDR with some girl, and I guess Trigex was talking to her on the side, or they broke up or something. It was really lame and corny. It was just, like, teenager, like, drama nonsense online. And, just to, like, poke fun at Noah, I decided to make a video on Vidly, where I just recorded the bathroom floor. I didn't even show my face or anything. All I did was, like, I'm like, well, I'm taking a shit right now. I may as well just record something for fun. So I literally just recorded the bathroom floor, and I'm like, yeah, I think Noah is a dickhead. Like, I don't even remember what I even said, to be honest with you. It's been so long. I wish I still had half the recorders I did, because as you'll learn later, I got banned at one point. I think a lot of my videos got lost. But that first video, again, it was very pivotal. A clip for how short and how pointless it was, because again, I got to meet so many cool people on here because of that dumb little video. That's how I learned about Vidly, was through my good friend Trigex, who I still talk to on and off as of right now. But yeah,
why did you decide to use Vidly?
I decided to use Vidly because, to be honest with you, I didn't want to use it after that video. I kind of just wanted to do, like, a one-off thing to troll him, to troll, like, my friend Noah. But, after the initial, like, reaction to that, because some people did click on it, it wasn't just, like, one thing that only he saw. Like, some people actually kind of liked the video, I guess you could say, in a weird way. Because, again, it kind of came off as, like, trolly, kind of came off as, like, this guy's, like, a character. So I'm like, let me double down on this, because at the time, I was already making videos on, like, YouTube and, like, other places anyway. So I decided to continue the characters I was doing back on YouTube over to this new channel. To give you, like, a good idea, I guess, of, like, what I was doing. You combine, and again, I'm showing, my age here, I guess, but combine the like, video style of The Amazing Atheist back when he did, like, banned from KFC, banned from, like, Wendy's, banned from Burger King type of videos. You combine that with Mario Tay Plummer or, like, Ligar13 Vids, who talked about, like, video games and how they suck. You combine that stuff with, I guess you could say, like, I'm trying to think of, like, other, like, older videos that are in that style. I would even go as far as to say early, like, H3H3, because I was trying to do, like, camera, like, reaction videos, like, just all these spitballing type of videos, where I was just, see a video where I would like read a tweet thread. Like I had one video at one point before I realized what H3HD was like stealing from. He was stealing from, you know, people like Sam Hyde and stuff. I was told, oh, your videos are like Sam Hyde stuff, because at the time I had this video where I was like reading tweets about some like veterans or something, or like the military. Because even since I was a kid, I never liked the military. I always thought it was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I talk about the military. This is going to be a pretty controversial opinion, but like, at least for U.S. soldiers, at least, I don't really like them, because like, all they do is like kill some people in the Middle East and then say they're quote unquote fighting for our freedom. Like those people in the Middle East were never a threat to America. They aren't going to send nukes to America or anything. Like, they aren't defending our freedom by going there and killing people.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
Yeah. It's like it's all like proxy war, like bullshit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a video like that, and they're like, oh, you're kind of like, you like Hyde, like you do, like he has this one video that like everyone knows him for. It's like image 0612, where he just like watches a video of a bunch of like advertising like agents talking about their favorite things in life, and he just like roasts them on like everything they do and like why they're gay or whatever. And stuff like that was insanely inspiring to me, like, going forward after that. So, yeah, definitely just an amalgamation of, like, old 2010s YouTube, like, the early 2010s YouTube. I don't mean, like, 2018 or whatever YouTube. I'm talking, like, 2011, 2012, 2013 YouTube. That's how far back my comedy goes.
The only...
Yeah. That's why I use, like, YouTube, though. Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
The only, like, early 2010s YouTube I watched was, like, Smosh. Like, well, I watched it in, like, 2014, but, like, it was still the videos from, like, 2011.
Yeah, right. No, I definitely like, watched Smosh a lot as a kid, too.
Have you watched SML as a kid? Like, Super Mario Logan?
That was,
I watched that a lot, too.
I watched, The Black Yoshi Show. Or the one, because that was SML, right? That was Logan stuff, was The Black Yoshi Show.
Yeah,
I watched Black Yoshi for some reason. That was like the only time I watched his stuff. And then I wouldn't say it was ironic, but I actually do like Jeffy. I think Jeffy's pretty hilarious. It's like a like new version of like Jeff Dunham. I'm a huge Jeff Dunham fan.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jeffy's pretty funny.
Thing is, like,
but yeah, Black Yoshi was what I watched as a
kid. Thing about like Jeffy's that a lot of people hate him because he, like, quote-unquote ruined SML, but the thing is, like, SML, even the videos without Jeffy now, still feel soulless. Like, it's not a problem that Jeffy made SML bad, it's a problem that the story writing itself got worse. It's just that he was one of the characters they prioritize now. Like, even the videos about, like, Junior or Mario nowadays are, like, still... they're more poorly written than like 2015 versions of those.
Yeah, like, so it's not I don't Jeff's know the fault. Yeah, like I don't know the like arcs or the eras of the show. But I did like for some reason I did click on a few. I think it was 2021 or something. I forget what year it was. I'm like, people keep talking about this channel. I want to see what the hype's about. Like watched like Jeffy plays in like FIFA or something like that in some other videos. I don't know if that is like when the show became, you know, bad or whatever or cringe, but I was laughing. I just thought it was like retarded fun, like brain rot stuff. It was pretty funny. It wasn't like good obviously for you to consume, but I think it was pretty funny for what it was. It's like low effort, like low humor stuff, which I usually don't mind.
Yeah.
It honestly takes a lot for me to say this isn't funny. I honestly have a low standard for humor half the time. It really does... It does, like, depend. I mean, in the sense of, like... I don't know. Some people hate, like, Happy Madison movies. I think that, like, Adam is one of the funniest comedians still to this day. I think his... like, I just watched Happy Gilmore 2. I thought that was funny.
Who? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about like Adam from Happy Madison Company, the great comedian. You know?
I have no idea.
You don't know who Adam Sandler is? You don't know who Adam Sandler is? You never heard of Adam?
Who?
Adam Sandler.
What?
Adam Sandler. You never heard of Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler, like... Oh, yeah. Adam Sandler, like... All I really know about him is, like... I heard this, like, one song where it was, like... A chipmunk version, but it was sung by him, where he's talking about, like, all this insanely sexual shit in the song. But, like, someone made it high-pitched and sound like a chipmunk, and
yeah,
it was really
funny.
Yeah,
he's a really good actor. He actually has a lot of good movies, and people pretend he doesn't because they like to say... he makes bad movies, so they look smart. Like, the kinds of people that criticize his films are the kinds that, like, they always have to posture, like, you know, they always have to like, posturize themselves in, like, any conversation. They're like, I know good Kino and all this other nonsense. It's like, you're a dork. You probably listen, you know, you just listen to the, like, other opinions of people online because you want to feel entitled and cool and hip. It's like, just stop trying to like pretend you actually like all the like films with him in it. Like, you enjoyed Click, you saw Click and you cried. It's okay to cry to Click. It's a good movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of corny people hate on the guy. I'm surprised you've never heard of him, cuz it's just kind of like
I've heard of him.
Like,
it's just
okay. Or like
I've
seen one of his movies.
I know. Oh, yeah. I've heard of him, but I've never actually watched him in a movie, and all I really know about him is that one, like, song that someone made a meme.
That's
where it
crazy.
Was a chipmunk singing it.
Yeah, that's crazy, because, again, he's been around for, like, 40 years, like, in terms of, like, film. He's a lot of his movies, like...
If he's been around for that long,
yeah,
why is all the pictures I've seen of him, he looks kind of young, like, he's been around so young, why don't I see pictures of him with, like, gray hair and stuff? Off, like, if he's in the 60s or something.
If you
shit.
Look him up now, I mean, there's pictures of him with gray hair. But yeah, but, like, most people know him for his 90s output. Like, a lot of his 90s movies, like Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Waterboy. He has a lot of good movies. People, again, people pretend like they think they're bad movies, so they like, look smart. They're just dorks. I would highly recommend any movie with Adam Sandler in it. It's a great time. But yeah.
Third question is, like, what are some problems with Vidly you would like to see change?
Problems with Vidly at the moment, I say, is a lack of community. There's no real sense of community at the moment. There is and there isn't. Like, the general group is people like us. There's not a lot of us, though, is the problem. I feel like if the community was less infighting about what Vidly stood for and more is about creating content, we'd have less problems. Because, again, a lot of, like, edgelords, a lot of tryhards, they just have this idea of what Vidly was for some reason. It's like Vidly was never this free-roaming Wild West. Like, this whole idea of a Wild West YouTube... is just a false narrative. That this whole idea of, like, the old days of YouTube being, like, extreme is all false. This never happened. If anything, like, I've seen some crazy stuff just now on YouTube, like being allowed to talk about the Jews, being allowed to talk about everything like that. It's, like, so popular now on YouTube.
To be honest, I actually think that, like, because YouTube, well, there's the ID stuff, but, like, before that, YouTube is slowly becoming less and less censored, I feel now. I feel like if My Genuine Sneed just slightly censored his videos, he could probably post it on YouTube.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He probably wouldn't get banned. Like, demonetized for sure, but not banned if he just slightly censored them.
Yeah, because there's so many people like that kid on, like, YouTube right now. Like, they're just mostly, like, gang stalker channels, like, people who are convinced they're being followed by the government and stuff like that. And, like, they say some wild stuff on YouTube now. It's, like, I've seen a lot of different, like, racist channels on YouTube. I've seen a lot of different content on YouTube over the years. The YouTube has never been, again, this like Wild West corner of the internet. We've always got people getting like DMCA claim. Like, as early as 2006, I'm pretty sure people have been slammed by DMCA claims. So like this idea again of like being able to post whatever you want, it just was it's just not true. So like to the people that are like that, I'm sorry you feel that way, that like you have to push this narrative on poor Vidly, that like again you want to post gore, you want to post like whatever. I feel like you just need to post your own content, post your own thoughts creatively, instead of just plaguing this site with again this false of like legacy of like 2022 was the pinnacle of this site. It's like just go on 8kun or go on the Onion Farms, go on Kiwi Farms, go on anywhere that allows you to say nigger, you know, just go where you want to go, but like Vidly is not the place for that. I'm sorry you feel that way, that like you want to post your George Floyd edits of twerking or whatever, that's fine. But again, we want to talk about actual like fun things. We want to make comedy videos. We want to make rant videos. We want to make like animations. We want to make just fun stuff to do and like share it with each other and just talk about things. You know, these people, again, that's like the biggest problem, is that there's such a like divide and such a like confused backstory as to what Vidly stood for and what it is. If we were less fractured, this site would be a lot better, a lot smoother to deal with. You know, people would be, again, there would be like collab. Like, I just hit up like Voodoo a couple months ago because I'm like, would you be cool with like collabing with me on some stuff? Because I have some sketch comedy videos that I need some stuff for, and he said he was down for it. You know, it's just that our lives right now aren't, you know, when it comes to being like on here, it just does not clash. So like, we do have something down the line to work on, but yeah, again, more people need to be like that. More people need to just be like, hey, do you want to work on a video together? Or hey, like I have a like response video. Like people now do it way more than they did back then, but like response videos, like that alone is like a, such a huge like thing for a group. But yeah.
I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I'm like, it feels like Vidly now is kind of just full of like weird people in a sense. Like, it's like there's a lot of people like defending Lolly on Vidly now, but like even back in the neo-Nazi days, if you were defending Lolly on Vidly back then, everyone would have just laughed at you and like called you a pedophile, and you would have been laughed on the site back then, and like maybe called a Jew or something if you supported Lolly in the neo-Nazi days. But like now, you could just openly support it and cancel people who say against it, and no one cares. It's like, this is like, it's too weird for even the neo-Nazi part of the internet too. It's like this weird thing where it's not exactly mainstream, but not exactly edgelord either, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it is weird because the whole like Lolly thing was always a hot button topic for years. I mean, years and years and years. Like, I feel like you probably heard of her. It's like C Nanners or whatever her name was. The one girl who was like, she wasn't groomed by 4chan, but you know, like she was on 4chan. So like people were like, oh, can you like record yourself doing like a cute like anime girl voice saying like racist slurs or whatever? And like stuff like that. Like, it was always a weird thing for people to like handle, you know. I was in the camp for a while that like, oh, it's just drawings, who cares? But as I got older, then more I realized like the correlation between that stuff and like being a straight up pedophile, the like lines became more and more blurred. And the more I've talked to people online, the more I realized like how wrong I was when I was a kid. Like, because at first I'm just like, well, I mean, you know, it's like porn. It's like everyone jerks off to porn. Like, who cares? But the reality again is like these people are—they're like enabling people to do even worse things to themselves and to other people. So like, I eventually just put like my foot down. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Like, anyone who's like, oh, you're just triggered, you're a libtard because you don't like lolicons. Like, no, man, I'm a normal functioning human being who's not a pedophile. Like, I don't know what more I need to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of insane. Like, you're right. It's absolutely insane.
To be honest, like, all the people who, on Vidly who hate me and stuff for, like, my opinions on Lolly and all that, and all of that, like,
yeah,
people who hate me on Vidly tend to be the type of people who act like they just browse 4chan and Encyclopedia Dramatica all day. Like, it's only the normal people who, like, it's only the normal people who actually support me, usually. It's only the weird people who are so used to being on Encyclopedia Dramatica who get angry at me for having normal people opinions.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, because Ed is, honestly, like, a dead sight. I don't know anybody, like, I have talked to you in the past before about this, but ED used to have, oh, I think it's still up. There was a Vidly page on ED, and it was constantly being bombed because we had a brief infighting in the community. We had a lot of infighting. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, we always had infighting in this community, but I think as the years have gone on, it's been kind of like, it's been more like fractured, like, as opposed to, like, at the beginning. It was more, like, confrontational. People would have a beef with someone else, and they would just flat-out say it. Or there'd be some, like, passive stuff going on, but people would eventually bring it to light. But now it's, like, it's so fractured that it's just a matter of, oh, you disagree with me because of this, so now we have beef, whatever. Now, it's less confrontational because it's just based on, like, policy. But that page was being bombed all the time because people would disagree on what actually happened. And they would use it not the way Ed's supposed to be used. Like, if you don't know, again, to the people who are listening, Ed is supposed to be used for parody. It's supposed to make fun of something. It's not supposed to be a serious documentation. I mean, on one hand, it can be used in a joking manner to talk about things, while still being, you know, like, concise, or, like, to talk about, like, you can mention a drama, for example, but still make fun of it. That was the problem a lot of people on Vidly, like, didn't understand. So they were constantly, like, editing that page. It got edited so much. It got to the point where people were actually blaming me or, like, other people for, like, for actually creating the original page. It's like, I don't even have an Ed account. How am I supposed to make, you know, or like, I don't, I did not use Ed like that. Yeah, there was at one point a time.
Did you make?
No, so there was a lot of theories going around who actually made the original Ed threat post. The original Ed page, the biggest theory was it was a furry, like, allegedly a pagan furry, made the account, or the, page, sorry. It was, like, Thulian, like, something, I forget his name. He was a very old Vidly user. I was pretty chill with him, but he was a pagan furry and I don't know why people said he did it, because there really is no evidence beyond, like, most people disagreeing that he did it. Because, again, I think it was actually made with a guest account, too. I don't think anybody actually owned an account on Ed to, like, edit the page proper. At one point, I think that, like, Alan Buzzy joined Ed to edit the page. Some other people joined to edit the page. Some people posed as other people to edit the page. It was a hugely editing war, because people got butthurt about what was being said on that page. So many people. I go on a long list. But again, at one point, back to the main story, to get off track so much. But the main point go ahead.
What I was about to say is, there was a bunch of disagreement on the Vidly page on Encyclopedia Dramatica. Why didn't they just include all the opinions and make fun of everyone equally? Can this include different categories for, like the negative, positive opinion, or whatever, or, like, the opinions of all the different sides? and just make fun of everyone equally.
Because
I feel like that would be a good solution to the problem.
Severe like egos and severe like autism. It was autism and egos clashing. Because on one hand, people who wanted to make a name for themselves didn't want things to be brought to light, or at least in the way that it was briefly. And then again, they were too autistic to realize that the sites used to make fun of people, it's not designed to properly document things, you know, to the most crystal clear, like, detail, you know? So that was the big reason why. And again, you're absolutely right. It should have been like that. But alas, people did not want to have fun. They just wanted to be, you know, like, this is a serious matter. We have to edit the page. And again, at one point, someone edited the page to add me on the list of, like, notable Vidly users. And then they just said, like, they would give a blurb to each person they, like, made the, like, list about. So, like, say, for example, like, CraftingLord21 was on there. They just said, like, some bullshit about him. Like, he's a boring YouTuber or whatever. For me, they said, they said Hexa, pretty chill dude, probably made this page. Like, it's like, dude, I don't even use, I don't even use Ed like that. I don't even use Ed like that. That's so funny, though. That eventually got changed.
But I'm just thinking,
point,
like, but the thing is, like, the main problem with the Vidly article on Encyclopedia Dramatica is that there's just so much new things that they could make fun of about modern Vidly, but they just choose to have the article stuck in 2018. Like, it could make fun of My Genuine Sneed. They could make fun of me. There's, like, make fun of Aniki or whatever for, like,
I don't think it's
board.
A matter...
There's so many things they could make fun of.
I don't think it's a matter of being trapped in 2018.
But they choose to have it stuck in the past.
I don't think it's a matter of being trapped in 2018. I think it's a matter of, as I said before, it got, like, edited so much that I think... I don't think it got locked, but people have gone out of their way to delete new changes to the post, I'm pretty sure, because they got sick of people constantly, like, editing it. Like, they're like, you spurgs are doing so much on this stupid page, knock it off. And they would just, like, get rid of the like, last edit. So, like, I think it's just frozen in time by design now because they got pissed off from how much, like, editing was done to that page. Because, like, there have been, like, edit wars on other pages on Ed, but I think, like, Vidly was a whole new breed of autism when it came to just being constantly edited, constantly changed. And again, I think the big one was when Ali the Zombie 13 was a mod on the site.
Like,
that was the big one when people were constantly editing the page because like Ali was pissed. He didn't want anybody to know about what he was doing. So he was constantly having people like edit for him, I'm pretty sure.
I'm just thinking, like, Encyclopedia Dramatica as a whole, it's like something else. Like sometimes at times when I'm looking at this site, sometimes there's just stuff so crazy, I'm not even sure how it's even legal, or it's like how it's even on the clear web. Like, there's sometimes like images on the site where it's like, I'm not even sure how it didn't get the site banned and everyone running it arrested for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really... Sense. Yeah, I never thought about that, because, again, I'm coming from the era that, like, prided itself on using BestScore and LiveLeak, and, I know, again, this is, like, I didn't use it, but stuff like Rotten.com or whatever, or, the other, like, the, like, Pain Olympics, where you would literally scroll through a bunch of gross-out, like, pictures and videos, and then at the very end, it's, like, George Bush, he's, like, great job, kid, you got through all this ugly shit, or whatever. It was just, like, people pride themselves on just being disgusting, or, like, just having insane stuff, and, like, nowadays, obviously, we're in the realm of, they think they're cool because they have access to like, literal child porn, or they have access to, like, animal, like, abuse videos, like, gutting animals and stuff, or, like, raping animals. It's, like, that's, like, where I draw the line, honestly. Like, even back then, it's, like, even back then, there were, like, some, like, sketchy videos that I didn't really mind because I was too young and dumb to really care, but it's like, you know, like animal abuse videos. So as I got older, I got more and more like offended by them. I don't know if that's a lame take. I'm sure there's some like mentally sick
Don't
person out there to be like, "Oh, you're a pussy," but it's like, okay, man, sorry, I don't spend my days looking at animal abuse videos. I'm not 14 anymore.
know. Things like
Like, I'm 26. I don't have time for this weirdo shit, you know?
don't know. Things like, I'm sorry, I keep talking about Encyclopedia
No,
Dramatica. It's just
yeah, no,
like,
it's fine.
site is like. The site is like, there is some really funny articles on it that I do laugh
Oh,
at,
yeah, there's some
but
classic
a lot of
ones.
it is just like actually, it's just like a lot of it is like actually crazy. Like, it's basically Encyclopedia Dramatica is like if the war era of Italy was combined with Wikipedia, is how I can explain it,
Yeah, because,
if
like,
that makes sense.
there's some classic, there's a lot of classic pages, like the Angry Video Game Nerd page, how he's like a gay furry. Like, that's obviously not true. You know, there's like one of my more favorite pages was about a guy named like Beef Rave or I Am Split Tongue. That's a whole nother rabbit hole for like another day. You know, just like all these little like pages that are just like lost to time. Those are ones are fine. I don't know about like modern ed. I know like modern ed it has like a neo-Nazi edge to it or something like there's people that have like I could be wrong, but I think people like Plate Gang or something is like kind of like split off from ed. You know, the Cult of Kojima, like just all that old internet gang stuff, all that weird e-dweeb gang stuff. It's a whole different ball game now. People, again, it's like the YouTube troll police. That stuff's insane. I had no idea how bad that got, but yeah.
Don't know. My favorite article on is like Encyclopedia Dramatica is probably like the article on Gypsy Crusader, because that article is just roasting him and it's really funny, like
Does it
talking
mention,
about how he's like a hypocrite or like.
yeah. I was gonna say, does it mention him being into kids or something? Because like I remember more recently, he got some flack.
I don't know about that. I just
He
know like the article like says that he just LARPs as being white and stuff or something.
oh well, yeah, I know he definitely LARPs as being white. Like in the neo-Nazi sense, he's not white, right? Because like he's like Greek and Romanian or some shit, but He no, he was asking. He was like DMing these girls, like grooming them or something, for a while.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
There's yeah,
I
I'd
do
send you the
think.
video at some point because there's a really good video that
Yeah.
explains
Like.
everything. But yeah,
Like,
he's a massive
sometimes.
hypocrite for that alone.
Yeah. This is like. Sometimes. Some of his clips of him trolling people are kind of funny, or like. Sometimes even educating people about stuff. But like. Like, from what I've seen from like DMs and stuff, from how he acts IRL and stuff, not just on clips of him trolling people on Omegle, he isn't really a good person.
I just think he had like a really bad. I don't know. I'm not excusing anything this guy's done because like, I don't know him personally. I don't care to know him personally. But I just think he was in the wrong place, the wrong time, and he just spiraled. And like his brain, in his brain, this was the only thing he could come up with. Apparently, was doing this character to get his newfound fame. So it's like whatever. Some people have really crazy things that happen to them that like this is how they like cope with it, is they do something even crazier. So like that's whatever. I don't really
Don't know.
care. But yeah,
I know that, like,
yeah.
kind of related to this, but like, I feel like a lot of people, their political ideologies are kind of aligned with their life in a way. Like, for example, there's a lot of like communists from like Iraq or something where like it makes sense why they're communists, because like their country was destroyed by America, the capitalist HQ of the world. And like like libertarians in America where their like parents were like killed by police, so they like became anti-police. And I know like have a South white South African friend like was racist because, and the reason why was because like many of his family members were killed by black people. That so like
Yeah, I
a
mean,
lot of people's political ideologies are tied to their life.
political ideologies are based on principles. That's
Yeah.
like just that's just like 101. Like if you have a principle, it's usually tied to a political ideology. So if you don't want a race mix, if you don't want to have sex at a younger age, or if you don't want to drink, if you don't want to this and that, or if you want to again donate to all these different causes, or yeah, that's just like 101. If you have principles like that, if you are consistent, actually, it should be, because again, people LARP all day every day online. They LARP constantly. There's never a moment where someone is, say for example, they want to posture themselves as a very strict like person of the Lord. They want to be an e daddy that like they push their agenda of like religion on you, and in the backgrounds they're just constantly looking at porn, or they're like hitting up all these different women. They have all these people in their DMs. It's like you're not actually like a man of God. You're just kind of like LARPing for the e-bucks, a lot of people are like
That's
that
kind of the same with
nowadays.
me. I LARP a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Most of what I believe and say online is not tied to my actions.
you're still pretty young, so I mean, you have a long way to go when it comes to really like forming your own takes. You're all like, because again, you're kind of, it sucks right now for your generation especially, like, because we're so fractured ourselves, Gen Z or Gen Alpha, however you want to call yourself. I have no idea. It's so like lost on me now, but everything's so fractured, that when it comes to like information, when it comes to having your own opinions, it's becoming harder and harder. So just give yourself time. I really wouldn't, like, obviously if you're aware of it now, you should probably take a break with some of this stuff then, and to really sit with yourself and really think about, like, what am I actually like consuming? Who am I actually being around? Do these people actually benefit me? Do I benefit them? And how am I benefiting them? How are they benefiting me? I think what made me finally snap was all these different people who for years wouldn't talk about God, or they wouldn't talk about politics or whatever, and they finally decide they're gonna like put their hat in the ring about something like that. It's like, well, if you can do this, clearly I don't have to listen to you anymore, because you're not consistent with what you're actually talking about. I feel like people, again, they need to stop subscribing to this e-daddy hive mind bullshit where they're constantly like, I need to follow this guy because he knows what he's talking about. He's been around the block. But meanwhile, this guy is, again, either trafficking people, or they're just like porn addicts, or they're constantly talking about, other things that don't matter to me. Like, I just dropped this idea of like, oh, if there's a figurehead in a political movement, or in an ideology, if there's any kind of like figurehead type of people, stop listening to them. Anybody who's like that, just don't listen to them. You should probably, if anything, just focus on a person who's specifically, again, it doesn't matter what kind of faith you follow, but if you're gonna follow anybody, you need to follow someone who is a lot more in line with God, your concept of God. You want to follow that person first. It has to be in real life, though. It can't be over the internet. You need to find a source of God outside the internet first before you can actually use that information online. Because, to be honest with you, if you're not connecting with that person, it could even be through email. I should not say you have to give up. If you can't find, a synagogue or a church or a mosque, whatever you go to, But I do think that if you're able to contact somebody, contact them first. Then from there, that's up to you, but I would not follow people that are like in the manosphere, in the MGTOW movement, anything like that. Or the complete opposite. Don't follow someone like don't follow a Hassan Piker, don't follow a Vaush, don't follow these people. They are false idols. Yeah. They are not the people that are going to like put you on your right path. This is how you fall from grace. This is how you downward spiral into oblivion. Yeah. This is poison. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of saying a lot of truth, like sphere is bad. But also, like, leftist bread tube is also bad, too.
Yeah, that's a problem, is, like, there is no logical group anymore. Like, bread tube is bad, the manosphere is dog shit. You know, there's just all these grifting weirdos. They don't want to actually help you. They just want more money from you. They want you to pay for their... They want you to be a pay piggy, you know? But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is one political YouTuber I watch a lot that I actually don't support him in everything, but like a lot of his videos I do kind of like, and that's a YouTuber named Arthur Greenwood. Arthur it has Greenwood. Nothing to do with some like UK.
Okay,
let
me look
it's
it
not
up.
Like a politic. Just like his newest. Anyway, but it's like the thing about him is like. He's not leftist, but he's not conservative either. He's like, he has his own opinions about things that he shares. He's not in a box, basically.
He,
That's right.
Excuse me. I just saw a video, like, thumbnail with the, like, libertarian, or the, like, ANCAP flag. Oh, unless this was a... Okay... I guess not. Maybe it's just a like a video where he like reflects on his old ways. I don't know.
What?
There's like a video where he's like, I was a 14-year-old anarchist. So I guess he was like an ANCAP guy at one point. Just like whatever. I think a lot of teenagers in the late 2010s, like my friend Trigex was an ANCAP in like 2018. It's really nothing new. It's just a quick meme phase you go through. Like, I think I was the same way. Like, I wanted to be, like, a, like, literal, like, Nat Sock. You know, I wanted to be, like, a... Like, there were people that were calling me a wig Nat briefly. Because it's, like, I like, aligned myself. Yeah. Just basically, like, a Nazi. People were just calling me, like a wigger Nazi. That's basically what it means, wigger Nazi.
I've been basically every political ideology under the sun throughout my teenage life. Like, I've been basically everything you can think of, probably.
And again, I think that's just really like to you. It might be the case, but for an outsider, I think you just. Again, it's not really your fault, but like you just kind of want to latch on to a group system because you feel like you finally found the one that works for you, or the one that helps you align yourself with better like habits, which is fine. You know, it's okay to want to do that, but online, it's a huge gamble anymore. It gets worse every year. It gets worse every year. You are gonna you're only like not even like 18, like it's gonna be a while before you really find your footing when it comes to like a stable group of online friends, especially online friends. It is gonna suck, honestly, because again, I grew up in a time where like I use Skype to give you an idea. I use Skype to meet people online, so it's like I had a whole different. Like aspect to because like Discord, I think it was even worse. I think Discord has made things even worse. Like again, Skype.
Yeah, me.
A lot of people say it's the same thing, but no, trust me, things were a lot less weird back then, and now it's like Discord. It's like there's a whole new like meta when it comes to you know how you make a Discord server. Like even a Discord server like that wasn't a thing. You didn't make a server back then. You just had a Skype chat room. That was it. You know, so...
Yeah. Think about... thing about Skype is that I thought it was, like, basically something where, like, it was, like, a private thing. I didn't know there was, like, public apps on Skype. I thought it was, like, you had to have an invite from someone you knew IRL.
Yeah,
or something,
no.
From another site.
Because at the tail end of Skype, right before they kind of, well, at least when I stopped using it, I was constantly getting added to these weird, like, porn DMs, like these, like, scam bot porn DM things. Like, they would just add you to this shit. Like, all these bots would just throw stuff at you. I think it even happened on PlayStation Network. I got a bunch of, like, DMs for, like, PS3 for some reason. All these DMs from, like, bots. It was wild. Like, 2014, 2015, 2016, I got all these DMs on Skype and PlayStation Network for all these weird little, like, scam bot chats. It was wild. But, yeah. And, again, there's like, people that are, like, slightly older than me, like Shy Studios. I talked to Shy Studios, and he used, like, AOL or AIM or whatever. So, like, that, like, predates... That obviously, like predates Skype. So, it's, like, I even talked... But yeah.
We talked to Shy Studios since he doesn't want to have a Discord ever. He says he hates it, and, like, Diddly DMs aren't in real time either. So, like, do you have his phone number or what?
No, so we use a... Because we're in a... Like, Shy and I and a few other people, we're in this community of online creators. It's called, like, 3DT. So, like 3DT is a group of people that, again, we do graphic design, we do comedy videos, we do music, we do art, we just, like, just a group of, like, creative people. And I met Shy through there. I didn't even know Shy had a Vidly until after the fact. Because at that point, I actually stopped using Vidly for a while. And then when I, like, rejoined, I was already on 3DT, and I talked to Shy, and he's like, yeah, I have a Vidly. And then from there, but yeah, no, it's like an IRC client, basically. It's like its own little, like, web forum and a, like, IRC client. That's what I used to talk to Shy. So
know what IRC is, mostly. Like, IRC, from what I've heard, it's just basically, it's like Matrix.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Yeah, basically.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I already have Matrix. I don't see the point of getting my own XMPP or, like, IRC account.
I don't get XMPP either.
The same sort of technology.
Even as an older person, I don't get the appeal of, like, XMPP. It feels like an elite... I use this word a lot because, like when I see bullshit, I just call it out. But it feels like a fake, like, elitist thing to do. It's like, I want to feel better than you, so I make an XMPP account. It's like, stop with this false, like, bullshit. Just make a Discord account or make an IRC account or something. You don't have to make an XMPP and inconvenience your friends or whatever. Like, just, it's kind of corny, to be honest, like, that people go out of their way to change that.
Like,
yeah.
To be honest, I actually want to get, like, a Telegram or a Signal account, but the problem is they require a phone number, and I don't really have a phone.
Like, you could use a virtual, like, number. I think you use a virtual number. I could be wrong. But,
yeah, this is...
If you use Google,
like, if it's a... It's like... Telegram and Signal are supposed to be the privacy app, so why do they require a phone number? Why can't it just be an email, like every other messaging platform? It doesn't make any sense to me why they just choose to limit their audience.
I think it's mostly because they don't want people that are pedophiles, for example, to constantly be... I mean, again, they can just, like, find the loopholes themselves. Like, here, for example, again, this is, like, a Google Voice business phone number system. I'm pretty sure you can use this to make an account for free. Like, you don't need to use your phone number. It is funny you say that, though, because I actually wanted to make a Telegram myself. I just didn't really have much of a reason,
like,
to.
Telegram is, like... The thing about Telegram is, like... It's pretty much only useful if you're either a pedophile or a Russian, yeah. or you're a neo-Nazi,
yeah.
or you, like, sell pirated software. That's yeah. the only good reasons to use it.
Yeah, because the people I talk to who use Telegram, they're either, like, my friends from real life, or they're, like, they use the like, Kiwi Farms Telegram. I have friends who use Kiwi Farms, and they used to, like, Telegram on there, I guess. And there's some wild people, from what I've been told, in that chat. I don't want to touch that shit. I'm good. But, yeah, from what I've been told, Kiwi Farms has a wild Telegram.
Been waiting for a long time, but we've been getting sidetracked. But, can I ask you the fourth question now?
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot it.
How does your family feel about your Vidly, or do they not know?
They don't know anything about my... Yeah, no, my family, I mean, they knew for, like, I've been on the internet in general, like, with an online presence since, like, 2011. So, I mean, I've been online for a long time.
Oh.
They already know it's like, oh, you know, like, Hex is on his computer games again with his buddies. It's like, that's really all they, that's all they know, honestly. They don't know I do comedy videos still. They don't know I do rant videos. Yeah, it's been a long time since I never talked about... Yeah. Yeah, since probably, I want to say the last time I talked about being on, like, YouTube even, when I was, like, 15. So it's been, like, a good 10 to, like, 11 years since my parents or my sister, for that matter, like, knows about my online stuff. But yeah.
He's, like, I actually have to keep all of this a secret, like, not just Vidly, but, like, my entire online life, because, like, it's, like, my family would not, like, all the shit I say online, my family would not like at all, and they would probably take away my internet if they found out.
At one point, to be honest. I don't know when I let it slip, I think I just got sick and tired of keeping it bottled up, but I did talk about the Jews with my parents a long time ago, and, like, they were obviously not... I mean, I think my dad didn't give a shit. Because, like, I think my dad's a lot more chill when it comes to that stuff. But, like my mom just, for a good, like, 3 years, just kept on trying to talk to me about, like, you need to chill out with this stuff. I'm like, I don't talk about it at work. I don't talk about it with friends very often. It's like, I'm a pretty, like, conserved guy. Like, I'm like, reserved when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't make it my personality to talk about the Jews all the time, okay? Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You can chill out. But, yeah.
Yeah. I would not talk about anything related to that sort of thing with family. Like, anything related to, like, Israel or, like, religion, I have to keep silent about that shit. Because
it's actually...
would not like what I have to say.
Now that you mentioned it, it's actually wild because my aunt... I have an aunt who like knows about the Jews, so like whenever we have a family meetup, we're always talking about the Jews at the table, and it makes my mom very uncomfortable. It's really funny. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Yeah. But that's always fun.
How did you?
Yeah.
How did you come up with your username?
So Best Bro Gamer Show, that was, 2016 or so. It kind of just flowed together. I'm not really sure where I got, like, that's not true. So, I want to say it was another case of everything that I watched at the time back in middle school and high school. So I watched Classic Game Room. I don't know if you know what that even is, but that was like a very old video game channel that they like reviewed games since like 1998. Like they've been on the internet and stuff since 1998. They had a YouTube channel a couple years later, you know, and they like reviewed games for a long time. And then, other guys like the Sick Vids, and like Ryan Queen, and guys like Rock Hawk 64. I'm trying to think of the other guy. Space Niggs. Space Niggs is a huge influence on me. But yeah, Space Niggs. I guess even throw in Synth Cool. I don't know if you know who that guy is either, but I used to talk to Synth Cool for a bit. From 2018 to like 2021. But Synth Cool, Space Niggs, like Rock Hawk 64, the Sick Vids, all those guys, they all kind of had the same vibe of like we're all bros, we all play video games. So I'm like, oh, I'll just call myself Best Bro Gamer Show. And then I, at the time, it was a group channel, because I wanted to be like Ryan Queen and his crew. I wanted to have like my own little crew of people making videos for fun, but they just as a bunch of friends online. So I gave everyone access to the YouTube channel back then. And we all had access. Like, I just gave them the number that popped up on the screen to confirm it was truly you. You know what I mean? And from there, we would just people, like, all the people would, like, upload videos. But as, like, the years went on, we kind of lost contact, or we just didn't, like, align when it came to, like, comedy. So I eventually just made it, like, my own, like, solo thing again with a couple, like, collabs here and there. But, yeah, that's where I got the name from. Just all my influences at the time. But, yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, since you're around for it, what were your thoughts on, like, the NFKRZ drama back in, like, 2017 where you, like, crashed the site from new visitors or something? I just know remembering watching old commentary videos on Vidly talking about that.
Yeah, so I had one. I was one of the hundreds of kids, or I guess teenagers, who was pissed about it. Because it's like, I was more pissed because I obviously wanted to upload like my videos. It was like, you don't understand. There was like over 40 videos in the queue every day. It was brutal. It was a slog.
40 videos?
Dude, it was insane. Dude, there were so 40 many...
40 videos?
Yeah, I swear to God. There had been, like, 40 videos a day being queued. It was insane.
Yeah.
Like, it took forever to upload anything.
40... Yeah. Oh. 40 videos is actually kind of nothing. Like, there was times where, like, during the gore era, got, like, raided with, like, thousands of videos a day, and it took, like, an entire week to upload one video.
Right.
I remember those. Those are, like, way crazier than 40.
Yeah, I mean, like... 40
is still bad.
Yeah, like, 40 back then was just such a big deal because it caused Yon, you know, the original owner, to actually, like, upgrade the whole site. Like, he had to do some major upgrades to actually fix everything. But I was more pissed, to be honest with you, because at the time, I thought Vidly already had its identity. Like, what the humor was, what the meta was of, like, what you could and couldn't upload. Like, I kind of thought there was, like, a vibe and an aesthetic, an idea of, like, when you see Vidly videos, what do you want to see, right? But the people coming to the site after No Fuckers, it was all these kids making, like, Vine and TikTok compilations. Or actually, not TikTok, sorry. It was just... because I don't think TikTok, like, blew up yet. It was all just, like, Vine compilations and, like, well, all these other, like, again, like, these, like, early 20... Zoomer videos. It's like, I don't want that to represent Vidly. I would much rather, you know, you make organic videos, like, raw, uncut, like, webcam videos. You make rants, comedies, videos, you know, like, just organic stuff. Don't, like, re-upload other people's content. I mean, like, nowadays, the biggest channel on Vidly is some guy who posted, like, some Polish cartoon that, like, no one's watched, I guess. So, like, now it blew up in popularity.
Yeah, I don't really like that motherfucker did that. Like, what the fuck, dude? You got the most views on Vidly for doing literally nothing. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't know why I'm actually pissed, but, like, even then, it wasn't even an interesting TV show. Like, it was Breaking Bad or, like, Squid Games he was pirating. I get it, but, like, some random Polish cartoon no one gives a fuck about, and yet that motherfucker got all the views. And even then, most of those views are probably bots anyway. Like, I don't know. I just feel anger at that guy for literally no reason.
There was
for
a
doing that.
Huge. I'm talking like there was like. Well, I shouldn't say huge, huge, but there was like a slight scandal. I guess you could call it that. Because at one point there was somebody on the site who was it wasn't the person who uploaded the said videos, but there was a guy who got his videos like viewbotted. I'm talking like 2,000 views or something crazy a video, and it was some other guy trolling because he wanted to test his viewbot on a channel to see if it actually worked. So it wasn't even the guy who made the videos was like, I'm doing so well on Vidly right now. This is crazy. This is fantastic. And then it's like, no, dude, some guy just wanted to really test his viewbot skills, and he were the test guinea pig. Like, it was really funny. And it was like a mystery for a long time.
Why didn't the guy testing his viewbot test on his own channel instead?
I don't honestly know.
Would that make more sense?
Yeah, you would think it would make more sense just because, like, you don't really care, right, about your own videos or whatever. But, like, no, I just think he knew it was a good joke. Because, like, to give you more context, again, I don't know about how much you know about 2018 Vidly, like, the peak of 2018 Vidly, I guess. But the guy who got viewbotted, I believe, was EdRay1416, who was the pinnacle of old Vidly. He was this 30-year-old guy who would make all these political rants. Like, he's the kind of guy who was like I shouldn't say slavery. He said, we need to bring back whites and black towns only. You know, we need to, like, segregate things again. We need to bring back, like, he said, like, FDR was a bad president. Like, the typical conservative type of video, but also, like, mixing in, like, a very hot take, like segregation coming back. He was a very interesting guy. He had a lot of great classic videos. If you're talking about classic Vidly, you have to mention EdRay because he was constantly referenced. He was constantly like, I'm gonna like not to spoil it, but I have a video coming out soon where I make fun of my old videos where I talk about EdRay. Because I try to do like this like snarky commentation on his channel, like trying to like critique him as a person, as a content creator, and everything. And it was honestly kind of lame because I could have taken the video in a lot more comedic light. It could have been a lot more funny. But I didn't do that. I made it like super serious. I was like, I'm gonna take down EdRay. I'm gonna criticize him for all his crimes on Vidly. But it's like, it was way too tryhard. It was just way too tryhard, and it's really not the kind of vibe I want to give off anymore from my content. So I'm gonna make fun of that video. But yeah, that's like
I just
the
think
pinnacle
like,
of old Vidly. Is like EdRay, yeah. like people like Kratos, the God of War. Again, I can go on, but yeah, that's like one of the like prime examples of old Vidly drama.
I have a question. Do you know why like the Crafting Lord 21 or whatever the fuck that guy's name is, why he quit Vidly? Because it seems he mysteriously quit around 2022, as if there's something big that happened. I'm saying, I think it's obvious he left because of the gore. But the thing is, when the gore got removed, he didn't come back. So I'm just confused why my hypothesis of why he left.
So
it doesn't make sense anymore.
To give you some context, Crafting Lord was always kind of like just a normal guy. He wasn't like, he was my age, like roughly, I think he's like maybe a year older than me or so, but he's like around my age now. And he just had a different life. Like, I think right now he has either a like fiance or has a girlfriend at least. He works on trucks and stuff. Like, he's like a like auto mechanic. He just has a very focused life. And I think once Vitaly got gore, like that was it for him. Because actually, I was talking to him briefly around that time, because we were trying to work together. It was me and a bunch of other people back then, like just basically the old vanguard, if you will, like the old people who were on Vitaly since the beginning or close to the beginning. They wanted to stop the gore. They wanted to stop coups. Somehow, I forget what we were planning to do, honestly, but it was a while ago, obviously. And we were actually, well, I wouldn't say we were like enemies, but I was always very critical of him because I thought he was very lazy. I never liked how he was very quick to post a video. He would never get his facts straight on things. He would just constantly get videos out just to get them out. That was actually a very brief drama where I exposed him for it, and he apologized to everyone about it. It was like a big deal for like a good like month. It actually caused someone to leave the community for a bit.
So you're saying you lied or like didn't fact check properly in a video and just spread out misinformation by interpreting your words correct.
To make a long story short, I was going to make a video on a person. I decided to not do it. He took the opportunity to do it, and he screwed it all up. He made it bad. He made it very rushed, and he clearly made it just because he wanted the popular like opinion, and he wanted, you know, to get views for it. He wanted to look like whatever. So I'm like, okay. I didn't pull like a mind game on him or anything, but like it felt kind of funny because in a way I was like, well, now I have the opportunity to expose him for his bullshit, which I did. And then he apologized. He apologized. I could show you the context later, but basically, again, it was just a matter of the right place, right time for me, I guess. But it was the wrong place, wrong time for him. Again, like later on, we buried the hatchet, and I wanted to work with him on trying to get Vidley back on track. But again, once the gore came in and everything, I think he was just tired, and he just had better things to do. At that point, he was already not even talking to half of us anyway. He was just kind of on his own path in life.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of what happened.
Ugh. But the thing is, like, he still logs onto the site, like, every few days, or at least last time I checked.
He does?
It's like, he logs on to see comments, but he doesn't even respond. Crafting Lord guy.
I didn't know that.
I don't know, I just know a few times I saw his channel, even after, way after he quit, the last visit states are very close, usually, or, like, maybe even a few hours. So, like, he visits the site, like, refreshes the page and stuff, but it's, like, just never responds to any comments even he gets.
Oh, wow,
it's
yeah. Like, he's been adding people. Ghost. He added people as friends, like, 4 months ago, and he actually, he was on 5 days ago. I didn't know that. That's wild. I had no idea.
It's just like he just lurks,
yeah,
but never explains why he left. It's less like he just
ghosts
the whole entire Vidaly community.
Yeah, no, that's honestly, that's all I know, man, is that at the time, like, when I first joined Vidaly, I didn't like him because I thought he was lazy. I thought he was, like, again, he would just jump on drama, like, whenever, just because it was a video to make. I exposed him, then we made up or whatever. I just said, like, you're cool with me, man, like, it's fine, let's say it's whatever, you, like, learn from your mistake. And then, we were supposed to do, like, a, like, collab video, because he had a group comedy, like, if you want to call it comedy. It was called Teehee Hub. It was basically a ripoff of this other thing called Creature Hub off of YouTube, where it's like a group of friends that do like funny videos together. And he had me on as a guest for one episode, but I was being too edgy, I guess, because they never uploaded the video. It was a pretty good one, though. I was making most of the jokes, of course, you know, trying to be more funny than they were, and I guess I just outshined him or something, I don't know. But yeah, And then,
I have a question.
What's up?
One more question.
Yeah.
From my understanding, you deleted your Vidly account or something around when the gore happened and then reinstated it after, but I'm just asking, how did you learn that Vidly was back to normal again? Like, who told you that?
Because
I don't think you were lurking on the site to notice that the TOS got changed.
I don't want to sound corny, but let's just say I know people on the inside of the site. I'm pretty close to the people that work on the site. So when I was told that
like
things were getting
or Aniki?
Kind of sort of lol what. But yeah, I know other people on the site pretty well actually, and I was told that I can get my channel back or just clean it up and whatnot. I had two. So again, this is the thing. My original channel is the one I'm using right now. It used to always be Hexa, and then I had the Best Bro Gamer Show channel. That was its own thing, but I took that down once the gore and the porn came to the site because I'm like, I don't want my little brand. I mean, again, I'm not popular, like, in the sense of, like, you know, I'm obviously not a Smosh, you know, I'm not, like, a Super Mario Logan or whatever the hell, right? But it's like, I still don't want my brand of comedy being associated with this bullshit. I want to pull the chain, you know. What I should have done was just unlisted everything, but I wanted to be, I for some stupid reason, I deleted all my videos on the old channel. That's why I'm like re-uploading everything I own right now, because it's like I have so much content that I'm just like sitting on now because I don't again. That's what happened. I did have two channels. I only have one now. I mean, I still technically have two channels, but the one that I like, took down. I lost the password to. I don't really feel like going back to it anyway. It's not like you can see anything on the channel anyway. I literally changed the whole channel to just all black, so you can't see anything anyway on it.
About that, like my old Vidly channel, like Koala VL in like 2023. Well, it had two names. It was first Giga Chad, and then like. In 2024, I renamed it to Koala VL, but, like, my old channel from 2023, I deleted it, but I actually don't regret deleting it. Like, I don't want any of my videos from there resurfacing. Like, I've said some really disgusting shit on it. I've made some really disgusting videos on that channel that I regret completely. Like,
yeah, I mean, it happens, you know.
Like, I don't even really want to, it's just, like, I posted some actual fucked up shit on that channel, and I don't want it resurfacing, but, like, thing is, like, even if people know about it, like, the fact that the channel's deleted and I don't even try to archive it kind of shows that I change, so people are less likely to criticize me for it, because I can say I actually changed since I try my best to have it off the internet best as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's the important part,
that makes
right?
Sense.
That's the important part is that you grew from it, you realize what you did. You know, it's something you don't want to stand by, you don't think it's funny, you know, you don't think it's, you know, what you are, so that's fine, it's whatever. You know, a lot of people, you know, claim they fell down an alt-right pipeline or whatever, or the alt-right rabbit hole. It's like, I feel like that's just, like, disingenuous, but you're pretty young,
you
so it's like, that's just... Unfortunately, what happens nowadays, people just it's the same thing for people who like find BreadTube at a young age or something. It's like I don't know who ends up worse, to be honest. There's some pretty fucked up kids, I guess, that fall into BreadTube.
It's just like about like alt-right pipeline, usually those like leftist videos where it's like, was fell down the alt-right pipeline, and then in the thumbnail they have Jordan Peterson or Ben Shapiro. Like, their definition of alt-right is literally the most mainstream conservatives imaginable, like literal grifters.
Like, yeah, it's like literally
they aren't having like some obscure neo-Nazi YouTuber that no one has ever heard of as the person they learned from. It's always like mainstream conservatives that they say are far right.
It's like, and it's the two people who want you to worship Jews more anyway. Like, these guys, he's like, even Jordan B. Peterson, he's not a Christian. Like, he's flatly said, like,
yeah,
you know, he's not a Christian anymore. Like, he doesn't align with people that are like, if you try joking with him or you try trolling him, like, he calls you a Nazi. Like, this guy is an unhinged loser. All of these people, yeah, they are not the alt-right. Like, and again, I'm not a critic in the sense of like I can dictate what's, you know, like whatever. I don't even consider myself alt-right. But what I will say again is that like the people who say that like Ben Shapiro or like Jordan B. Peterson or whoever else is alt-right, it's like, okay, well, you clearly don't know what you're talking about, because there's some really screwed up people. There's some really screwed up people. And just people who are
To be honest, if you don't know who My Genuine Sneed is, you're not qualified to talk about alt-right.
Yeah,
basically. If you don't know who that guy is,
That's a good way to like sum it up. Yeah, if you don't know who My Genuine Sneed is, and you don't know what the alt-right is, that's absolutely 100% correct. You couldn't have said anything more correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've kind of said everything I wanted to say, but if there's any more you want to talk about, that's good too.
I just want to say thanks for having me on for this fun little, like, shoot the shit type of deal. Yeah. This was cool. If you want, I can cut up the audio for you, because I am recording for Skibbity this night. I'm going to be working on a whole slew of new comedy stuff. I have a comedy group called DSK, stands for the Deep State Crew. We are working on our first sketch comedy show pilot. It's been in like purgatory for a very long time. I want to say since 2019. It was supposed to be picked up by IOX back in 2019. We got canned because we had disagreements with comedy and just like working with stuff. But it's called Suicide Note. And it's supposed to be really good. I'm talking, like, we are going to be making comedy, like, that has not been seen online in a long time. I don't want to compare it to anything, but, yeah, definitely check out Suicide Note when it drops. It's at hot shit. Hot shit, you know, so.
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
I just want to ask, like, will the Suicide Note show or whatever it is, will it be on Vidly, or is it, like, some Netflix exclusive or some bullshit?
No. So, it'll definitely be on Vidly. I want this for everyone who's been following BBGS since the good old days, for everyone who's been following me since day one, this is, like, for you guys. This is the whole group effort of just working on something like fresh and fun and just creative as fuck. I just want everyone, again, who's into comedy, who's into being creative, to see this. I don't care how old you are, this is for you. This is for you if you believe in comedy, if you believe in being creative. So there's no paywall for this.
I'm sorry my internet cut out.
Like, oh, okay, you're good.
The last 20 seconds or something. But
that's okay. Yeah.
What were you about to say? So is the show free to watch or is it paid?
It's free. Basically, I just want people to see it because, again, I feel like this has to be seen by everyone who can possibly see it.
Can you send me, like, the Vidly or a YouTube channel that's going to post it?
It'll probably be on the BBGS
gonna be its
channel.
own.
It'll probably be on the BBGS channel, both on YouTube and Vidly. Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely check out that. I'm gonna be trying to collaborate with my editors, my crew, for like some like smaller skits, some longer skits that may not make it to the full episode pilot, but we already have a structure. We have a lot of sketches that have been again in like limbo, because we've been sitting on a lot of really good stuff for a very long time, and I'm sick of it. I'm like, this needs to be seen by people. What are we doing? Just so many different like conflicts with life and scheduling that we just haven't been able to sit down and actually grind on something. So, again, this is going to be sick. Right. I cannot wait for it. So, yeah, check it out. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me, man. Again, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I just want to ask, can you send me the actual video or, like, audio file of this conversation so I can edit and post it?
Yep, absolutely.
Like, send... Yeah, yeah. You can use, like, Google Drive or, like, FileGarden or, like, even pomf2.lane.la. That's
sure.
my favorite file hosting site. But pomf2 is, like, 1 gigabyte only, though, while FileGarden is, like, 5 gigabytes.
Well, this is, like... Well, this is... This is raw, like 80 minutes, so like you're gonna have to edit it down, obviously, to what you want to people to hear, and then like you may have to even split it in half. I don't know how you want to do it, but
I will edit it down, but the edited down footage I will upload on archive.org in full.
Okay.
But if it's longer than 35 minutes for the full footage, then I'll split it into parts on Vidly.
Alright, cool.
Then link to the full director's cut version.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Alright. I will send you the link. Alright, man, peace.